Dungeons Retro Gaming Podcast is back with a brand new episode, and hopefully you guys are doing wonderful. My name is Toby, and I will be talking to you today about video game genre. What I mean by that is the music that you have listened to over all these last 20 some years actually is considered to be a music genre, and the exact name of it is basically like PlayStation 2 genre or Xbox genre, Nintendo GameCube genre. I never thought too much about this until I was cruising around Facebook and I found a guy who actually said a PlayStation 2 genre. What the hell? So it made me watch it. It was one of those things that you start going into a wormhole about all this different kinds of music we listen to. Back in the day, we didn't have Spotify. We didn't have YouTube. We just had the radio, our friends, and video games to basically develop our taste in music. And even to this day, there's tons and tons of music that I've listened to or followed a band because of video games. One of the ones that I found that stood out the most was Crucial by Cottonmouth Kings. It was, I don't know, it was hard to explain. When I heard it, it was pumped. I loved motocross, I still do. And it just suited the genre of music to the sport, which got me into kind of like the other alternatives. But as you go on and you start realizing how much music out there was great, and even to this day, people are still listening to this music. My friend Terrence, we were talking about the music, about this whole entire subject, and he says that he will still put on Tony Hawk Pro Skater music because he finds that to be one of the best video games with the best genre. So basically, like, 2000s to 2012, you know, is probably the peak. However, from 2000 to about 2008, that right there was one of the peak music industries for video games. For example, we have Power Man When the World Collide. That was on a PS2. SmackDown vs. Raw. Unbelievable. And even Hoobastank got into it. Crawling in the Dark with Aggressive Inline Skating. My bad. I cannot read. Another banger is Papa Roach Getting Away with Murder. MX vs. ATV Unleashed. And I absolutely remember this song. Hardcore. Trust Company Downfall. Extreme Skate Adventures. One of the cool parts about this is music hits home in so many different levels that it could more or less open up memories, unlock cores of the past, Christmas, birthdays, events. I remember driving down a highway doing 180 kilometers an hour. And every time when I hear a particular song, If You Steal My Sunshine by Len, I always think back to that. But when it comes to music in video games, it is one of the most interesting sensations and the most interesting feelings, knowing that if a song like the only from Static X pops up, you're gonna think of Need for Speed Underground 1. It's probably one of the only things that can actually pinpoint your youth when a song comes on. When you think of Big Time, is you're going to be thinking of Midnight Club 3. Like, when I first heard Headstrong by Trapped, it was on NHL 03. Then when it hit the radio, I was absolutely killing me trying to think of where I heard the song from. And everybody in the car, they were like making fun of me. It's like, you've never heard this. This just came on the radio. It's like, no, I seriously heard this song. And I started singing to it, and everybody was looking at me like, how? It's like, I heard it somewhere and I couldn't figure out where it was. Later that night, went home, played, didn't dawn on me. About a week later, it clued in. It was the video game. There's just so many video games that introduced us to a different band, different genre. It was incredible. Some of the best soundtracks were from the PlayStation 2, original Xbox, and PS3 and the 360. But I think the PS2 and the original Xbox were probably the two systems or the two generations that opened up the door for people like me and my generation for finding and getting a musical taste. Like Trapped, they absolutely have insane music. Papa Roach. There's even bands that I've never heard of, like 28 Days. It's mind-boggling. And it's even mind-boggling on how many of these songs are still in my playlist and I still listen to that song or the band. NHL 2K9 had Korn on it. Like the group, not the vegetable. Anyway, that's besides the point. So what do you think of this? Have you ever, thought about having this as a genre of music? I personally didn't, but the more I think about it and the more I dig deep into the actual songs that I listen to, it is absolutely 100% true. The PS2 and the original Xbox do have a genre of music just for themselves. With the memories that they have created, it was, like I said, mind-boggling. What? I want you guys to go and email me, tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. I want you to go and tell me what your favorite song is, artist, and what game it's from. Let's create a playlist on Spotify or even YouTube for people to enjoy this genre of music. Let's share it, let's get it out there, and let's do something for the community. Well, you guys, that's going to be about it for today. So remember to email me all that information. You can even go to TangentsGaming 189 across social media and go for that. But in the meantime, you guys, thanks for tuning in, and I'm going to catch you next time right here on Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Thanks for tuning in.